More than 167,000 Floridians whose houses have been foreclosed upon in recent years can be expecting checks early next year. Each are due about $2,000 as part of a nationwide consumer protection settlement that was negotiated earlier this year. The $25 billion agreement will be doled out to customers whose mortgages were serviced by Ally GMC, Bank of America, Citi, J.P. Morgan, Chase, and Wells Fargo. About $8 billion in compensation is expected to ultimately go to Florida, which was, of course, among the hardest hit states. Deerfield Beach real estate analyst Jack McCabe tells the South Florida Sun Sentinel today that at least a third of the state's settlement money is going to Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. The $2,000 checks are due to go out in January. The State Board of Education wants the state to buy 300,000 more computers to be used in Florida schools. As State Impact Florida reporter Sarah Gonzalez tells us, the governor is being asked to help the state pitch in more.
The Board of Education wants Governor Rick Scott to craft a state budget that would allow schools to issue computers to students who don't have one, either at school or at home, for homework. It's part of a more than $400 million initiative to expand internet and wireless services in Florida schools and offer computer access to students around the clock. Some standardized tests are now online only, and board members say students who don't have a computer at home need more experience using computers before they start taking important tests on them. The governor will consider the board's proposal before creating his own budget and letting the Florida legislature decide during the next session. With State Impact Florida, I'm Sarah Gonzalez in Miami.
Like the election, our dispatches from the Swing State Project is now in the home stretch. The project was a quest to meet the off-the-radar individuals who could tip the largest swing state in the country and theoretically tip the presidential election next month. 2 weeks, 2,000 miles, and two speeding tickets later, WLRN Miami Herald reporter Kenny Malone and Herald photographer Patrick Farrell pieced together an essentially Floridian collage of faces, voices, and livelihoods. They met 34-year-old Johanny Nistal in West Palm Beach, who owns Habanero Cigars, a boutique cigar factory and cigar bar.
Cigar is all I know. I used to roll cigar in Cuba for Romeo and Juliet factory since I was 19 years old. When I came over here to the United States, I didn't expect the cigars to be that popular.
Yeah, Habaneros only puts out about 400 cigars a day, but they're so popular that Nistal says business has not been affected by the recession. What has affected business is politics.
Since Obama got into the elections, he's been putting, you know, taxes on the tobacco product. So that's why I'm voting for him.
Cigarette tobacco has been harder hit than cigar tobacco, but Nistal says he still had to raise the price of his cigars by $2 to $3 because of the taxes. Nistal will be voting for Mitt Romney in November because of that. You can see more dispatches from the Swing State online at WLRN.org. And tomorrow afternoon, Patrick Farrell and Kenny Malone present some of their favorite voices, pictures, and moments at Books and Books in Coral Gables tomorrow at 6 p.m. And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.